I was really fortunate to find our composer, Catherine Bostic, after we had shot the film. In fact, we had already put together the rough cut and we had our temp score in place, and I still didn't have a composer in place. And I literally was up one night just scouring the internet looking for composers whose style that I thought would resonate with the film. And Catherine had just recently finished, or they had just come out, film Dear White People by Justin Simien, the Sundance breakout hit. She had composed the score for that, and she had done the score for Ava DuVernay's first two films, Middle of Nowhere and I Will Follow. And I listened to some of Catherine's work that she had posted on her website, and immediately just connected with it. I just thought, this is exactly what I'm looking for. And in addition to doing film scores, Catherine has also scored music for plays on Broadway. So not Broadway musicals, but the music that you would hear in scene transition. And she's done some of that work also for PBS documentaries, specifically around the plays of August Wilson. So I just thought, man, if I can get her on board, I know I'm in great hands, but it's one of those things you just send out an email thinking, this person is never going to respond to me. And I went to bed. And then I woke up the next morning, and Catherine had actually responded an hour after I sent her the email. She had found our Kickstarter campaign, had seen the teaser that we had done for the Kickstarter campaign. So she hadn't seen any footage from the actual film itself. And she loved it. She loved the idea of the story. She wanted to know more about it. So I sent her the rough cut, and it clicked even more for her. So we just got to work essentially right away. The funny thing is, she's in Los Angeles, I'm in Albuquerque. I had still never met Catherine in person, because I couldn't fly out to be with her to do spotting sessions. So we worked completely long distance on the project. But it just goes to show how talented she is, that she taught me so much about how music works in film. And I was very open with her to say, I can talk to you in terms of emotion and style, but as a I'm not a musician and you are. And she really put me at ease and said, that's fine. That's my job to interpret what you want, but I'm also going to bring a lot to the table myself based on what I think the scenes need, and then we're going to have a dialogue about it. And I just had the best experience working with her on this. She took all of my notes well and with grace, but by and large, most of the stuff she would send me the first time through was there and spot on.